You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with both Mr. Sam Chertok and Mr. Lawrence Lanoff, the co-founders of Token AI. Token AI's purpose is to enable the average person to benefit from tools that were only available to Wall Street and large corporations, such as big data and AI, without fear, falsehood, or friction, and to protect their part in the future of money. Gentlemen, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And you're both more than welcome. Our pleasure. So, Sam, for starters, can you tell our audience a little bit about Token AI and the concept behind the company?
Sure. So, Token AI started a while back with me and Lawrence, and we've grown pretty quickly since then. What Token AI does is we take sophisticated artificial intelligence tools and apply them to the cryptocurrency market. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but there are basically over 1,000 different cryptocurrency tokens and coins, similar to Bitcoin or Ethereum. Those are the more popular ones. And those are investable currencies. People can actually go and buy and invest in them. But the problem is that there's so many, they're so overwhelming, and the average person just doesn't really have the tools or understanding to actually participate in this market. So most people just choose to stay out. What Token AI does is we take all of these different currencies, we look at the data, we analyze them, and then we come up with ways for regular people to participate in this market, whether it's through investing or through other artificial intelligence related services. And that allows people who would not have participated in cryptocurrency or the token market at all to actually take part in this and take their first steps into being part of the future of money.
And also, Sam, what is the difference between Token AI and other cryptocurrency companies?
Sure. So many cryptocurrency companies are focused on different aspects of using cryptocurrencies. And I'll focus on the companies that are more kind of towards the investment side, because that's more of our focus as well. Most cryptocurrencies are kind of like what you'd think as a hedge fund or an investment firm that allows people to go and buy stuff, and then they charge a commission and they make money that way. And their focus is on how to get rich as fast as possible. Token AI is very different in that we allow the owners of our tokens, of our basically our product, to participate in the decision making of the company and also participate in how we move forward with our products or our R&D. So think of it as a company that its customers and stakeholders actually participate in creating the future of the company. So through our token, which is called TAI, we actually allow the people who hold it to vote on future products that we produce and also propose future products as well. So if you, for example, have an idea of something we can do with artificial intelligence and want to have that built, you can actually make a proposal, and then the community that holds the TAI token would vote on that proposal. And if a proposal passes, then that product gets built. So you could actually be building AI products without knowing anything about AI, without owning a company that does AI, and you could have those products get built and become real in the real world. And that really is the power of what we're doing in Token AI. We are actually taking the power of artificial intelligence, power that Wall Street holds today and holds very tightly, I might add, and we are providing regular people in a democratized way to access it. This is also done in a permissionless way. So we as the company do not have we do have a say because we also own these tokens, but we do not have a say in the product development process. So we can't just go out and say, yes, we want to build this. No, we don't want to build that. If a proposal passes, then we are going to build it. So that's another thing that is a different standard business in the world. This is really a way, a new way to look at a company, a new way to look at business, where a democracy of people, democracy of its constituents, actually get to participate in the future direction of the business, and it's not kind of a top-down way of doing things.
And that's pretty awesome. You got to love it. So tell us, Lawrence, what's the future of cryptocurrency?
I love that question, because the reality is most of us have no idea where the future is going to lead. But I will tell you this, it is epic proportions. And those of us, you know, those of your listeners that are listening, those of us participating, we're in the middle of this kind of technological revolution that is not dissimilar to the invention of the printing press, the creation of the internet in the beginning. We're looking at something that is so profound and so broad in its scope. I will say one of the things it's going to do is going to put a sense of, I would say, power and equality in people's hands. That is what cryptocurrency is about, because instead of it being a top-down, you know, centralized system where, in the case of, let's say, fiat currency, where currency is controlled by a central government that issues it, prints it, handles it, protects it, this is currencies kept in the hands of us, regular folks. And we, in and of ourselves, in a networked way, protect it. So the levels of protection are just beyond what we can even conceive. And I think as we start to understand the amazing ways that, you know, friends or networks helping networks work together to both protect and enhance ideas is just it's just beyond our capacity. So let's just pick a smaller number, and let's say in the next year, I think you're going to find cryptocurrencies at the forefront of the public discussion. In 2 years, you're going to hear numbers being traded, coin market caps. You're going to hear a lot of news about it. And within, I will say within 10 years, but 5 to 10 years, I think it's going to be something that, you know, you'll be talking about with pretty much everybody, because decentralization, which is what this is, which is there's not a central point, but it's lots of points, that will change everything. And that is exciting. And we are part of it. And your listeners are part of it, just by being open-minded to these discussions of new technologies and being open and seeing where they're going. And in the case of Token AI, helping participate in their future, that is something that the likes of we have not seen in a long, long time. So that's what I love about cryptocurrencies and in general. It's a revolution of brilliance.
And I think you're most correct and right on target. Looking ahead today, we are joined by both Mr. Sam Chertonk and Mr. Lawrence Lanoff, the co-founders of Token AI, that provides tools for the average person that were only available to Wall Street and large corporations such as big data and AI without fear, falsehood, or friction, and to protect their part in the future of money here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Sam, tell us, what does Token AI have coming down the pipeline in terms of products and services over the next year?
Oh, we're working really hard on the future of artificial intelligence here and how it applies to cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Some of the things that we're doing are really amazing. So we're taking the vast amount of data that is provided by cryptocurrency and by blockchain transactions, and we're going to apply artificial intelligence learning modules to them so we can actually extract useful data out of it. So, for example, we're looking at social media modules that allow us to analyze news and social media worldwide. So even if it's not in English, for example, because I don't speak many other languages, but stuff like Chinese, Russian, Arabic that I don't understand, I can actually use this model to analyze what the sentiment of people who use the social media is about cryptocurrency and derive useful information of it. So, for example, which currency would be more successful than others, or create other predictions around the cryptocurrency market. We can also look at reinforced learning, and we can teach our AI to actually become better at anticipating what the market does. So over time, this reinforcement learning module is going to learn how to invest better. So this is a computer that is actually teaching itself how to become a better investor. And hopefully with or without humans, we could create a really good investment platform. Another thing is more on the security side. So right now, there are still some, what's the word I'm going to use? Illicit activity going on in the cryptocurrency market where you could see people trying to game the market or gain an unfair advantage. What our AI is going to be doing is going to be looking at different signals that these types of activities create and try to create predictions as to when these activities happen. So both individual investors and just regular people don't fall for scams. And also institutional or bigger investors can use these predictions to protect their own systems and protect themselves from being manipulated on a larger scale. And that's just what we have going in the near future. We're also trying to create a way for other cryptocurrency companies to participate in AI services. So, for example, if you're a cryptocurrency company that does data storage, for example, you could use our AI services to optimize your data storage, lower your costs, and also provide better service to your customers. So this is really where the power of cryptocurrency and token markets come to play, where you could actually have sort of an integrated market that different companies help each other and improve the service to their customers as a whole. So I'm really excited about the future of what we're doing with Token AI. I think there's a lot of cool stuff, so stay tuned.
Certainly sounds like it. It's certainly our privilege and honor to have had you with us, introducing Token AI to the audience, as well as covering cryptocurrency and artificial intelligence as well in all regards. In conclusion, as far as running a business day-to-day, is there anything that you can share that you both do day-to-day that would help other business owners to be more productive and efficient?
I'm going to say, this is Lawrence, and I'm going to say, I think there are a number of things. It's very easy to fall into the trap of working hard. And so I don't know if you've ever, I mean, there's a whole discussion on this, but I just feel like you have to take time to take care of yourself to make sure that you're doing that, because there are only so many hours in the day, and it's very easy to get stuck in the trap of like work. So I think, what are the things that you do to take care of yourself, your mind, your well-being, exercise? I believe it was somebody asked Richard Branson this discussion. He said, what's the most important thing you do, you know, in your day, in your business day? And he said, I exercise for an hour in the morning. And I think understanding that even the best business people in the world need time to recharge and rejuvenate. So that would be my piece of advice. Just make sure you're keeping an eye on that.
We certainly do appreciate that parting advice. It's always interesting to hear business owners give us their perspective on running a business, being productive, and those kinds of things. And we're much appreciated that you share your expertise and knowledge with the audience as well. Before you go, can you tell our listeners where they can be in touch and also get further information accordingly?
Well, you can find out more about the company, what we're up to, and of course, you can reach out to us. I love and welcome any questions listeners have. You can reach us at tokenai.io. That's tokenai.io, and there's a contact page there. And you can, you know, we'd love to hear your questions, thoughts, ideas. This is a space that we're all participating in, so it takes all of us to, you know, share ideas and really, really push the technology to be all that it can be. So I look forward to hearing from your listeners.
Again, Sam and Lawrence, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with both Sam Chertonk and Lawrence Lanoff, the co-founders of Token AI, that provides tools for the average person that were only available to Wall Street and large corporations, such as big data and AI, without fear, falsehood, or friction, and to protect their part in the future of money. And for all the details and to learn more, visit tokenai.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming around the world 24/7 live at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. In the meantime, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio as well as TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.